I'm being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by Appleton Parkersburg girls tennis coach Haley Schneiderman. We were talking about the start of the 2025 fall season. And Haley, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. We'll talk about some personnel, the fact that it's going to be in the fall now instead of spring. We'll talk about that here in a sec. But first things first, you just got back from a trip to Olwine, a 9-0 of a victory for you guys to open the season. Just want to get your thoughts on this meet and how you guys are able to come out strong and start the season hot.
I was super proud of our girls. I with a pretty much brand new lineup this year. We have three returning girls from last year to our varsity lineup, but with mostly fresh, and those girls got way moved up in the lineup. I wasn't quite sure how it was going to go, so I was pretty impressed with a 9-0 win. And it was pretty easy. Most of them were like 8-1, some 8-3. A couple of them were a little bit closer with my who would have girls that would have played JV last year, but yeah, we ended up coming out with a 9-0 win, so I was really happy with that to start up the season.
Yeah, and when it comes to starting off this season, just a big from a big picture perspective with the program, you've had a couple straight seasons here with some state qualifiers, including a singles player and a doubles pair at the state tournament last year. So just kind of want to get your thoughts on how that has kind of helped build momentum for this program. Get that excitement up. Even though those players aren't back this year, they graduated, but I have to imagine that has you guys in a pretty good spot as a program with all that momentum, right?
Yeah, for sure. It was great to have them the last like 4 years, and they're obviously going to be super missed this year on our team. They were just always ones that were super consistent, like won most of the time, that type of thing, and they're great players. But I think it also helped our girls going forward though, because they were able to play with them at practice and learn from them on different skill work type thing and how to beat their opponents. So I think that's going to carry through definitely with the girls that are here that had played with them, but even just going forward, that like it is possible to be able to make it to the state tournament if you put in the work, like those two did. So, yeah, that's going to help us out for sure.
And when it comes to competing in the fall as opposed to the spring, what's it been like here these past few weeks, getting ready for the season? Things obviously are totally different. You're starting the season with nice weather instead of usually starting the season and it's still cold and stuff like that. But what have been some of those big differences as far as getting ready for a fall season instead of the spring now?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, a lot of the prep work, is kind of the same, but it was nice that the girls could hopefully play over the summer. I know some of mine did not, but it's nice that they have the option to keep playing over the summer and then carry that momentum with them into the fall season. Whereas spring, sometimes it's like snowing up right into the season and you can't get out there and play at all unless you go to a club or things like that. So that was super helpful. I feel like a lot of our girls kind of picked up where they left off on the first day of practice from like last season. So that was really good. There wasn't a whole lot of like getting back into it, really, it didn't seem like. The heat definitely bothered some of my girls today, just because that's kind of a flip-flop. We usually start mostly cold and then kind of end hot in the spring, but a couple of my girls have different like medical things that make playing in the heat hard for them. So that'll be something to kind of work around. But we only had about 5 days of practice basically before our first meet. So that was super different too. I only have one brand new girl to the sport this year. So that kind of helped just because obviously 5 days, cram everything, throw everything at them. She was a little bit overwhelmed, but she was a pickleball player before. So that helped her. But just those little differences kind of, make a difference for sure.
You bet. And when it comes to the personnel, you'd mentioned three returning varsity singles players. Everyone moving up a few spots in the lineup, obviously. Tell me about those returners. Who's kind of going to be leading the charge here this year for you guys?
Yep, so we have Jaden Crossland right now as our number one, and then Megan Brun's number two, and then Holly Hogstead is still at number four. And they're all great girls. First of all, they're like great to coach and work with. They're quick learners, and Jaden has really like she was our number six seed last year, and now she jumped to our number one seed this year. She's just gotten super consistent. And puts in the time. She plays pickleball a lot over the summer too, which helps her out too. But just consistency is a big thing with her. And Megan Bruns has a big skill set with her. She knows how to like dictate different points so that she can beat her opponent. and different things like that. So that helps her a ton. And Holly Hogstad has really picked up her game in the last couple of years too. She used to hit the ball a lot softer, and I told her to start being mean to the ball because that's just her personality. So that's helped her out a lot, and she's figured out how to aim the ball, and she's working great with that. So those three will be great leaders just for the other girls that kind of got thrown into varsity this year too.
Yeah, and especially over the next couple weeks here, what are going to be the biggest areas of growth you're hoping to see from this team, especially from some of those varsity newcomers? I have to imagine it's a lot of them that played JV last year, right? But are, getting that chance at varsity this year, right?
Yeah, for sure. So all the three girls, so my three other girls right now are Aubrey Williamson and Kate Lemongood, and last year was their first season all together in tennis, so I'm really glad to have them, and I'm glad they stuck it out this year too. And then Amy Mulder as well. And so they were all most of the time last year just working on trying to keep the ball in the court, that type of thing. So with them, it's going to be a lot of just figuring out placement wise, where we should place the ball to win points. And big across the board this year, I really want to push doubles, just being more aggressive, poaching at the net, different things like that, so we can pick up some more doubles wins too. I think that'll help us.
And when it comes to the schedule here, Tuesday, heading over to Waterloo, Columbus. Looks like you'd be taking on them and Dyke, New Hartford. So schedule kind of ramps up for you guys right away. Hampton-Dumont Cal Thursday, Waverly-Shell Rock here on Friday. So your first week of competition certainly is a busy one. So what's kind of your take on this initial part of the schedule?
Yeah, so we basically the next 2 weeks, I feel like most of our meets are like jam-packed, which is good and bad. Obviously, they just keep playing and playing and playing, but then obviously we haven't had a lot of practice days to, work on some of the things that I would like to work on with them either. And kind of our biggest meets of the year is tomorrow. So we're kind of thrown right in. I was trying to kind of coach them just like through the Allwine meet today, kind of coaching them, preparing them for tomorrow's meet because we're playing two pretty solid teams tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But yeah, we have some really great competition here right away this first week, which I hope will then set us up for the rest of the season.
All right, that's about all I got for you. But any final thoughts you want to share here today?
Nope, I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, fall is super different, but we have a great group of girls this year, and I'm excited to see what the season brings for us.
All right, that's AP Girls Tennis Coach Haley Schneiderman joining me here on Radio On the Go Sports. Thanks so much for the time today.
No problem.